Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Drift, The Unmooring of American Military Power by Rachel Maddow examines how the United States gradually shifted from treating war as an exceptional, publicly debated act to treating it as a flexible policy tool managed with limited oversight. Written for general readers rather than specialists, the book connects political decisions across decades to show how legal authorities, budget practices, and institutional habits can normalize military action. Maddow traces the rise of a permanent national security posture, the expanding role of contractors, and the ways presidents of both parties accumulated latitude to use force with fewer constraints from Congress and the public. She also explores how domestic politics and media cycles can encourage short-term choices that carry long-term strategic costs. The result is a cautionary narrative about democratic accountability, not simply whether a particular war is justified, but how a system can drift toward routine warfare without deliberate consent. It invites readers to reconsider what civilian control, transparency, and constitutional checks should mean in modern American statecraft. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from deliberate war to habitual force. A central theme is the gradual normalization of military action as an everyday instrument of policy rather than a rare, collectively weighed decision. The book links this change to a broader post Cold War and post 9/11 environment in which threats are framed as constant and diffuse, making it easier to justify continuous operations. Instead of a clear beginning, debate, and end, conflicts can become open-ended missions with shifting names and goals. This shift matters because democratic systems rely on friction, hearings, votes, public argument, and the political costs of committing troops. When force becomes habitual, those forms of friction weaken and the threshold for action can drop. Maddow emphasizes how this pattern affects strategy and public understanding. Limited visibility into ongoing operations can reduce scrutiny over objectives, effectiveness, and unintended consequences. It can also encourage leaders to favor tactics that appear low risk in the short term, such as raids, drone strikes, or advisory missions, even when they do not add up to a coherent long-term plan. The topic ultimately asks readers to evaluate not only specific interventions, but also the institutional momentum that makes intervention feel like the default option. Secondly, presidential power and the erosion of congressional war authority. Another major topic is how the balance of war powers can tilt when Congress allows presidents wide discretion, whether through broad authorizations, ambiguous resolutions, or simple political reluctance to take responsibility. Maddow highlights the practical reality that modern military operations often proceed without the kind of formal declarations or sustained legislative debate that earlier generations associated with war. Over time, precedents accumulate. Each episode in which a president initiates or expands military action with limited pushback becomes evidence that similar actions are acceptable next time. This dynamic is bipartisan and structural, not just a critique of one administration. The book emphasizes that oversight is not merely symbolic. Clear authorization can define objectives, set limits, require reporting, and force periodic reconsideration. When those mechanisms are absent or weak, missions can persist long after the public has stopped paying attention, and accountability becomes hard to assign. Maddow also discusses how secrecy and classification can limit the information Congress needs to govern effectively, creating a feedback loop where legislators feel unable to challenge decisions they cannot fully see. The topic encourages readers to think about constitutional design as a living practice that must be exercised, not assumed. Thirdly, the contractor state and outsourced war. The book also explores the expanding use of private contractors and what that means for cost, control, and democratic visibility. Contractors can provide logistics, security, intelligence support, and specialized services, often filling gaps created by the pace of deployments and the size of the force. Maddow treats this growth as more than a procurement detail. Outsourcing can shift incentives and blur responsibility because private firms answer to contracts and corporate governance while operating alongside public institutions that are supposed to be transparent and accountable. It can also complicate the chain of command and make it harder for citizens to understand who is performing key functions in a conflict zone. Another concern is budgetary opacity. Contracting can spread war spending across agencies and accounts, making the true scale of commitments less obvious to the public and even to lawmakers. Maddow links these dynamics to how war can be made to appear politically easier, fewer visible troop increases, fewer public debates, and a sense that operations can be sustained without shared sacrifice. The topic does not argue that contractors never have a role, but it presses readers to consider how reliance on them can change the character of military power and weaken civilian control. Fourthly, secrecy, narrative management, and public disengagement. Maddow pays close attention to how information flows, shape consent. When conflicts are framed through selective disclosure, technical language, and episodic headlines, the public can lose the ability to track what is being done in its name. The book argues that secrecy is not only about protecting tactics, it can also insulate policy choices from scrutiny and prevent meaningful debate about goals and trade-offs. Media incentives can intensify the problem. Coverage may spike around dramatic events and then fade, leaving long-running operations largely invisible. That invisibility reduces pressure on leaders to explain strategy, measure outcomes, or admit failure. Maddow also considers how official narratives can smooth over contradictions, presenting complex interventions as clean, limited, and decisive. In practice, missions can expand, authorities can stretch, and definitions can change without the kind of public reckoning that a democracy needs. This topic urges readers to see civic attention as a form of oversight. If citizens cannot follow the timeline, the legal basis, or the human and financial costs, they cannot effectively reward or punish leaders for decisions. The book therefore treats transparency and clear public accounting as strategic necessities, not mere ideals, because legitimacy and long-term policy coherence depend on them. Lastly, institutional inertia and the difficulty of ending wars. A final topic is how systems built for continuous readiness can develop momentum that makes disengagement unusually hard. Maddow describes how budgets, career incentives, political risk, and bureaucratic routines can favor staying the course even when the original rationale has faded. Once a mission is underway, it creates constituencies, agencies tasked with managing it, contractors paid to support it, and leaders wary of being blamed for what might happen after withdrawal. This can produce a pattern in which the costs of leaving feel immediate and personal, while the costs of staying are dispersed and normalized. The book suggests that this inertia affects strategic thinking. Rather than asking whether a mission is still necessary, decision makers may focus on incremental adjustments that keep it going. Over time, the public can become accustomed to a permanent backdrop of conflict, and the threshold for questioning it rises. Maddow frames this as drift, not a single decision to abandon constraints, but a series of small choices that collectively change what seems normal. The topic challenges readers to consider what mechanisms could counter inertia, such as clearer sunset provisions, regular reauthorization, stricter reporting, and cultural expectations that war requires ongoing justifications. Ending a war, the book implies, often requires as much political courage and structure as starting one. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand how American military power is authorized, funded, and sustained, including students of politics, law, journalism, public policy, and veterans or military families who want a broader institutional context. It benefits readers by sharpening civic instincts. It encourages you to ask what legal authority is being used, who is accountable, what the objectives are, and what evidence shows progress or failure. Those habits translate beyond defense into more informed citizenship and clearer thinking about executive power, secrecy, and public consent. Drift is worth buying compared to many general books on recent wars because it focuses less on battlefield history and more on the governing machinery that makes repeated interventions possible. Its value lies in connecting seemingly technical issues such as contracting, authorizations, and oversight to the everyday health of democratic checks and balances. Rather than treating military policy as a distant specialty, it frames it as a core public responsibility with consequences for budgets, civil liberties, and national priorities. Readers who want a strong narrative that raises structural questions, not just partisan talking points, will find it a compelling prompt to reconsider what responsible civilian control should look like today. If you would like to support Rachel Maddow, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.